The Tennessee band Paramore has been described as emo, pop punk, grunge, punk, and rock. However you want to categorize Paramore, there's no denying they know how to write a catchy song. For all I know, the best is over and the worst is yet to come. Told You So is one of the many synth pop and peppy sounding songs taken from Paramore's latest album, After Laughter. Since the band formed in 2004, it's faced some struggles. There have been public breakups, a lawsuit, band members have come and gone and even come back again. Paramore's current lineup is Hayley Williams, Taylor York, and Zach Farrow. I caught up with the band a few weeks ago, and we started our conversation by talking about the sound of the new album. Taylor York is the band's lead guitarist, who told me this new album draws from the sounds and music of the 1980s.
We were listening to like a lot of New Wave and The Cure and Talking Heads, and I think very rhythmically, and I think that in the 80s, you know, especially kind of like the early 80s, there was so much like polyrhythm and so many cool beats, you know, and kind of the way that the melodies would kind of dance with each other. I think that emotionally that is really inspiring to me.
Although most of the album sounds upbeat, the lyrics are not.
I don't think that we could have finished an album, at least lyrically, that matched the tone of the music.
That's Hayley Williams, Paramore's fierce front woman, who has spoken openly about her battle with depression.
But I also think that being able to speak out some of these feelings and emotions, like, it added even more depth. I mean, there's obviously so much going on in the music, and that was really interesting to put some of these words to. But now that we listen back, it's like, oh man, thank God, because I don't really want to sing those words over sad-sounding stuff. I think we would all be miserable.
And no, the band has not hit rock bottom, but as we mentioned earlier, there's been turnover with band members over the years, including with band member Zach Farrow. He and his brother Josh split with the band in 2010. Josh Farrow is out on his own musically right now, but shortly after the breakup, Josh wrote a scathing public blog post complaining about his differences with Hayley Williams, even calling Paramore a manufactured product of a major label. I asked Zach Farrow why he originally chose to leave the band and why now was the right time to come back.
The main reason for me was that we'd started this when we were so young. I was 13 when we really started playing, and then 14 when we started touring, you know, full time. It felt kind of like there was no light at the end of the tunnel for me as far as like being my own person. And I started feeling like I was just going to bring the band down with my attitude and the way I was going about dealing with that. And so I thought the best thing would be just to remove myself. So a lot of time passed and I got to live a lot of life that I needed to. And I moved over to New Zealand for a couple years and I just had a few like life-changing moments. And then everything collided again when Taylor and I started becoming, you know, we've always been best friends, but we've had these weird pockets in our lives where we go like a few years with not talking. And it's been this weird, consistent thing. So I can't wait for the next few years because we won't talk. But
there's a blessing in distance, in a little distance.
Yeah, totally. A lot of blessings everywhere if you look around.
So, over the years, mention of your faith has come up, and you've said that you're not a Christian band, but you have faith. Taylor, talk to me about that. How do you think your faith has actually helped all of you sort of keep all of you together?
I think when we were younger, we used to have a bit more of a unified voice in terms of outwardly how we would talk about faith. And I don't know if we have that as much now, but I think that we have a bit more of a confidence and unity, like within our band, and more of a private kind of way of discussing that. And for us, I think our faith is a part of our purpose and kind of the motor that keeps us going. And sometimes that's subconscious, sometimes that's conscious. But yeah, I don't know. I mean, we're still just kind of, we're always trying to figure out how to talk about it, figure out what we actually believe about it. And that's a big thing.
Especially through this journey, you know, that also includes depression is so prominent in the lyrics and in this album. But faith feels central in this album as well. Haley, Zach, talk to me about that. What does that mean for you personally?
You know, I think what we have to remember is that we are just human beings. And with that comes a lot of just crap, you know, and that might mean depression for me in the past couple of years. And that might mean something for Zach or something for Taylor that's different, but we just all have our mountains and our valleys. And, you know, sometimes you wake up and you're at the very bottom of the lowest point, and other days you work your ass off to get to the peak of the mountain and you're able to look out and see everything that you've survived.
Man, you really know how to get someone down. Was fine until you came around.
But I think the important thing for me is remembering that I didn't get to that peak alone. And some of that's due to my own choice and faith in God, and some of that is beyond me and I'll never understand it. You know, we're at a point now between the three of us as friends where we're okay with having individual experiences of God and of life and music and interactions and whatever it is. You know, we experience our faith in each other in our own way.
Hold on to hope if you got it. Don't let it go for nobody. They say that dreaming is free.
That was Haley Williams, Taylor York, and Zach Farrow of the band Paramore. They join me from Spotland Productions in Nashville.